everyone. It's your host, Megan.
And your co-host, McKinley.
And welcome back to Mickey Ears
and Butterbeer.
Today is a very special day because it is McKinley's birthday. Happy birthday, McKinley.
Thank you.
We have McKinley back for this episode where we are going to talk about Run Disney. Disney actually puts on runs throughout the year, and you can register for it and run actually in the parks. They do the runs early in the morning, like 3, 4, 5 a.m. So that way it doesn't interfere at all with any park time for other guests, but it's one awesome way to spend a vacation. Well, an activity vacation, getting your exercise in.
We're going in January with a couple of friends, and I'm very excited.
So before we dig into this, my allergies are kicking my butt today. So if I sound weird, I apologize. It's been a really bad allergy day. So when we go in January, this is actually going to be my first ever 10K. We are actually going to do a 5K and a 10K. And like McKinley said, we're doing it with two other friends of ours, two soccer moms and two soccer kids. So we are getting super excited and looking forward to it. McKinley, what is one big reason you wanted to do a Run Disney?
So I wanted to do a Run Disney because they have costumes. So the costumes are everybody, well, you don't have to dress up, but people obviously recommend it. A ton of people dress up like with characters contributing to the theme of the race. They have themes for the races, and the 5Ks are the Pluto races, and some of the 10Ks are Chip and Dale races, and there's so many more that we'll get into later. But say the race was Chip and Dale themed. So some people will be dressing up as Chip and Dale, and so on. You can also dress up as things that obviously are not in the theme, too.
So one reason we were wanting to look into this is because this year we are all about getting more active. So, of course, anything Disney, that's going to catch our attention and be something that we love to do. So why not use this as a motivation? Like McKinley said, the race is in January, so we have plenty of time to train and get ready. So Disney and Disneyland actually offer a 5K, a 10K, a half, and a full marathon. They also do a Dopey Challenge and a Goofy Challenge. Goofy Challenge is a 39.3-mile run that you do within a stretch of a few days. And the Dopey Challenge, which would be awesome if someday we could be crazy enough to do that, which is a stretch over the whole entire race weekend, is 48.6 miles. So it is actually all four races on all 4 days, which is huge accomplishment and huge awesome benefit if you can say that you did that. And hopefully one day we can. And with each race, you actually get a specific t-shirt. So like when we go, we're going to do the 5K, which is Pluto theme, the 10K, which is Chip and Dale. So we will get an actual running shirt that is with each one of those themes, as well as a medal when we finish at the end. So one thing a lot of people they're worried about is, how can I do this? How do I start training? So Disney actually offers, when you register for a race, and even if you don't get in for a race, because getting into a race, we'll hop into that later in the episode, but online, they actually have a training program by Galloway. So this is a great way to start your training ahead of time. There's also all kinds of fun things you can download where you check off where you do so many miles a day or however many minutes a day. There's plenty of time to get you ready for each race. Now, the races do have a 16-minute mile pace. So you do have to have your proof of time of that. Now, they do have these ladies, they call them the balloon ladies, that are at the end of the race and make sure you hit that 16-minute mile. If you're not able to do that, they will very respectfully and nicely ask you to get out of the race. It's more of a safety thing more than anything, so just make sure you always hit that 16-minute mile. Let's talk about getting into a race, because getting into a Run Disney race is probably one of the hardest events I have yet to get into for something Disney. There is a lot of prepping ahead of time. There's a lot of waiting. And there's also a lot of strategy to getting a race. So we are going during the marathon weekend, and we prepared for for this race probably a month in advance, just more mentally in advance than anything. So the tickets typically go on sale around 10 a.m. You want to make sure you have multiple devices up and ready and be ready before 10 o'clock, ready as soon as the button becomes available to register. It is extremely stressful, but once you get in, it is such a relief. We actually had a Disney run race party with our friends that are going with us. So they all came over with their devices and we were all ready to go. So we had about, how many would you say, 10 or 11 devices up and ready, and only two actually got through. And one of the races, we got lucky because I had another travel agent friend who got in and was able to secure us all tickets.
And with all of the different devices, we all had so many tabs open, and we were constantly checking tabs and switching tabs, trying to figure out which like had the farthest progress to getting into the race.
Right. So when you go in, it'll tell you that you are in the queue. Do not refresh once you get accepted. If you refresh, it'll completely kick you out. Now, you can have multiple screens up on your device and have them all, but once you're in the queue, it'll look like your computer's frozen, but it's not. Just leave it alone, let it do its thing. Next, it'll pop up with a time. I think we had a 6 hour, a 4 hour, but really, in all, it maybe took an hour and a half to get six people tickets. So when you do get your time, you will click any of the races that are open. You can click the Dopey, even though you want to do the 5K, which I do highly suggest. If you are doing the 5K, make sure you do that one first. The 5K is way more relaxed. They do not actually watch you on your minute mile. They have characters, they have all kinds of things, so it's very laid back. So if you're wanting to do the 5K, get that race first. Once you're in, it will ask you questions. It'll ask you your t-shirt size. It'll ask you if you're military, if you're staying on property, what is your proof of time, all kinds of questions like that. And then you can register the next person. So for me, I would register myself first, and then I would register McKinley, and then I would go in and register the other ladies who are actually doing the race with me. This is a great way too, if you have friends who are also doing the race, to have everybody looking out for each other. So actually, like I mentioned, my travel agent friend, she was able to call me and say, "Hey, I got my tickets. Do you guys need any?" And we did. And she actually was a huge lifesaver because she ended up getting four tickets for us. Now that you got your tickets, you are good to go. I highly suggest you flying in, and you actually kind of have to fly in or drive to Orlando the day before the race. The day before the race, you're going to want to go to the Run Expo that Disney has, which is awesome. You'll go, you'll get your t-shirts, you'll get your bib number, what corral you're in, and you will then be able to go into the expo shop. The expo shop is all kinds of vendors that are running people and also awesome merch. So definitely fly in the day before. And then the morning of the race, I would suggest waking up at 2 a.m., which is crazy to wake up, but be on the buses as soon as possible. The races typically do start very early in the morning, but the earlier you go, there are characters that are sitting out you can get your picture with. You can warm up, you can stretch, and then it's the race time.
And once you finish the race, no matter what place you come in, which doesn't even really matter unless you're very competitive, you can get very cool medals.
Yes, the medals are awesome. That is actually one of the coolest parts is the medals, because then after your race, if you go to one of the parks, because the race tickets do not include a park ticket, you will have to get a park ticket separate if you decide to do that after. You can then wear them to the park with you. The one thing I like about the races though is they have very unique and special characters that you won't necessarily see at the parks. So there are photo opportunities, and you can actually pay for a photo pass to get pictures of you taken during the race, which I highly, highly suggest because they have Disney photographers all throughout the race and they get some awesome pictures of you. So if you are ready to run a race, give it a shot, give it a try, come to a travel agent and I'd be more than happy to help walk you through the process and try to help get those tickets for you. I would suggest booking your room ahead of time if you are planning on doing a race, because rooms are gonna go quick once those race tickets go on sale. So, one thing to think about is the Princess Marathon weekend is coming up. It is coming up in February, but tickets go on sale in July. So, if you're wanting to give it a shot, pull out the sparkle tutus, have fun, have costumes, bring your friends. And do the race for Princess Weekend, reach out and we can help you get those tickets and help you get the room so that way you're good to go. Because one thing I would highly suggest, because it is so early in the morning, it is confusing because you're running in the parks at night, is to definitely stay on Disney property, especially the day before your race, just to make things more easy and convenient for you. And some of the resorts will give complimentary like snacks and treats and all kinds of things to get you hyped up and ready for your race. So take this year and get active, but make it fun. Give yourself something to look forward to. Motivate yourself. Book a race for the Run Disney. So we will have more to share after we do the race, but McKinley and I are super excited to experience this and be able to take all kinds of pictures and get so much knowledge and just bring back and share so that way we can get more family and friends, and hopefully someday we can do the Dopey Challenge.
Hopefully.
Well, I think that about wraps it up. I know this was a short and sweet episode. Run Disney is new to us, so we are learning along the way, but I am looking so forward to it and can't wait to do it. This is an awesome experience that McKinley and I are going to be able to share together and also with our friends. All right. See you soon.